Welcome to Season 2, Episode 6 of the Go Fast and Win podcast, powered by thesharpplays.com here on October 15th. It is your favorite degenerate host, Fake Morgan Freeman, with you for another week of football action. Before I get to that action, don't forget to sign up for TSP Live at tsp.live or visit thesharpplays.com and click the join link in the website menu. It's been a great season. Over at TSP Live, the TSP Live radar is hitting over 63% on 50-plus angles this season. KB Consensus with a 3-1 record, coming off a 15-6 performance last season. Don't miss any more action. Sign up today, tsp.live, or visit thesharpplays.com and click the join link. All right, let's dive right in with my handicapping game of the week, and it's going to be on Carolina. +7.5. My record on these plays on the season is only 2-4, but it's time to get a run going, and it's going to start this way. My feeling on this game and my handicap of this game is very simple. We walked into a big public week last week, and usually the public regression is fast and sharp. The reason I like Carolina is because it is looking to be the biggest book need of the weekend. Maybe the book doesn't turn it around against the public on this game, but I will play the probabilities and take my chances. So let's go Panthers +7.5. For my 2 cents this week, I wanted to discuss true professional gambling and how the life really looks for a professional gambler. You will lose count of how many unsavory touts will tell you how easy it is to make money betting sports. These unsavory characters show you the sports cars, the parties, the travel, the money, the fancy hotel rooms, and all the luxuries their, quote, professional gambling life provides them. Or, in some cases, they just get some good photo ops, and they really live in a one-bedroom apartment above a diner. Still, just subscribe to the tout, and things will be easy as you collect week after week and live the life of your dreams. It sounds great. And so many of you get sucked in by the dream and never want to let that dream go, even in the face of betting reality. I get it. In my early days of betting in the 90s, that was my dream too. It took a long time for me to see the reality of the situation. Unfortunately, you and I were being sold and sucked in by a facade. Yes, I can attest that being a successful professional bettor can provide you a great life. But just showing you the good stuff of being a professional gambler, so I can tickle your pleasure center and suck you into the dream, leaves out some important parts. It is these important parts which separate the 4% of bettors who are professionals from the 96% of bettors who are lifetime sportsbook depositors. Don't get me wrong. There are a lot of positives about being a professional gambler. You do get freedom, to an extent, and because of that freedom, you can work from anywhere, and your schedule is yours to decide. It's a fun perk. I have made and cashed massive bets while enjoying shopping in Paris, while sitting beachside on various Caribbean islands, even with my family at Disney World, and the list goes on and on. If tonight I decided on a whim to go to New York City and watch the Yankees in the ALCS, done. No problem. I'm there. Not many careers out there afford someone such freedom, and whenever they choose to enjoy that freedom. Then there's the money. If you are achieving a 4, 5, 6, 7, or 8% or greater ROI, that's return on investment, on your action, then you are enjoying some healthy income generated by your wagering. By the way, yes, the TSP portfolio has a +16.7% ROI lifetime. Anyway, money makes the world go round, and it sure does make life a lot easier, stress-free, fun, and relaxing. So yeah, the leisurely lifestyle and healthy income from being a professional gambler is awesome. However, what most touts will fail to show you is the effort and discipline needed, combined with the stress and emotions that you must navigate, which most professions do not require. First, there's the effort needed. If you want to beat multi-billion dollar sportsbooks out of their money and set yourself apart from the 96% of bettors who lose, you can't just watch ESPN and check some stats to be good at it. Winning professionals find angles and intel that the book doesn't have, and that's how they beat them. Finding that edge takes a lot of effort and time, and most gamblers are just looking for the easy win and the easy life, and that is definitely how what this is. You've got to put in the effort. The second issue in becoming a professional bettor is the acceptance of working for nothing. For example, if you're a lawyer, you work all week and typically will get paid. As a professional bettor, you have to be able to emotionally deal with weeks, sometimes coming back to back to back to back, where you put in a ton of time and effort, and then not only don't get paid, you lose money, sometimes substantial amounts of money. Many wannabe professional gamblers struggle with this dynamic. Many wannabe professionals start to panic, impress, and chase their action when they're on a losing week or losing run, because, of course, you need to get paid at some point. These gamblers, unfortunately, though, don't have the patience needed to get back on track, and they end up blowing their bankrolls. Their life as a professional gambler was very short-lived. Managing your emotion in gambling sounds easy when money isn't on the line. But when you're in the action, when the money's out there, when the game is going on, it's tough to manage those emotions. But if you can, it is honestly the characteristic, that being managing your emotions, that if I had to pick one, it is that. Manage your emotions, which separates professional from lifetime public bettor. I see it every day in working at the Sharp Place. The audience out there, I can't tell you how many people can't handle a losing week, let alone multiple losing weeks. But that's going to happen no matter how good of a gambler you are. You're going to have multiple losing weeks. You're going to have losing months. Just deal with it. But if you can't, you've got no chance in this business, and you might as well donate your money to charity or give it to me. You're losing it one way or another. You need to have a great deal of fortitude. Your losses, even as a professional, must be water off a duck's back. Even if it is the fourth losing week in the midst of a cold streak, if your losses are quickly not out of your mind, you are going to implode and destroy your bankroll during the current cold streak, or definitely a future one. You can't have any emotion in your betting, or if you do, it can only last for 30 seconds before you move on to the next bet and your brain has let the last bet go. The other tough part about being a professional gambler is something people don't think about, but it's your family. Being a professional bettor requires long hours. I personally find myself getting up around 5 to 6 a.m. to dive into the card for that day, and then constantly monitoring action and information that come in throughout the day. And then you don't even get to rest at night because you're monitoring your action, checking for in-play opportunities, and keeping an eye on the games as they go along so you can educate yourself in the future on those teams for when they come back again and you have to handicap them on a card. I've been betting daily since I was in high school, so anyone I have met then and since knows my lifestyle and accepts it. However, if you are all of a sudden diving into the professional gambling pool, you need to be sure your family is on board. Otherwise, it will create a lot of conflict and issues, and you can't succeed with those hanging over you. Those lovely vacations I talk about as a benefit to being a professional will also show you periods of me standing at, say, the Colosseum in Rome, while my family enjoys photos and history, or I have to step aside and work on intel from an upcoming tennis match for 10 or 15 minutes. So while you have the freedom, the business is 24/7, and families new to it might not be as accepting. I can't remember the last day I had where I wasn't involved in some sort of gambling operation. When most people go on vacation, they pretty much step away from work. Not the case for a professional bettor. It is with you at all times because you have to seize the opportunities when they are there. Because at the end of the day, while there are opportunities daily, some of the best opportunities, you just never know when they're going to happen. So you have to be ready for it. Being a professional bettor requires discipline, patience, effort, intelligence, and sacrifice. Sacrifice both from you and your family, and you need to make sure they can handle it. If they can't, or if you don't have the right stuff, your ship will sink before it ever leaves port. I will say, if the situation is right and you have the characteristics to be a winning professional bettor, there's no better occupation in the world, but you must fight for it every single day. I have been doing this for over 30 years now, and every day it takes time, effort, and constant evolution to succeed. The juice is worth the squeeze, though, but a lot of people who think they can pull off the squeeze really cannot. Well, folks, that'll do it for me this week on Go Fast and Win. Let's have some fun and cash some tickets this weekend. Good luck to you in your action.